Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, and welcome to worship this Sunday morning. It is just a wonderful gift to be able to gather together for worship today. Welcome to those of you who are streaming with us, either through Facebook or our live stream or Roku, and welcome to those of you who are gathered with us in the sanctuary this morning. Regardless of where we are at, we rejoice that the same Holy Spirit of God is with us and here to be able to assist us in our worship together this morning. And we're grateful that you're a part of it. If you are worshiping with us online, we do want to encourage you to utilize some of the resources that are available for you. As always, we have a worship host who will be there to interact with you. If you want to utilize the chat feature, you can connect with others who are worshiping online today. Also, there's a place there too where you can click the prayer button and submit a prayer request, and we've got a team of people who will be delighted to pray along with you over the course of this week for things that you are bringing before God's throne of grace, and we'll also do our best to actually incorporate those into our worship service a little bit later in our time together. If you're online too, we would appreciate it as well if you would click that attendance button and let us know that you're worshiping along with us today. And if there are others that are there in your home who are worshiping with you, if you can put their names down too, we'd appreciate that. And then finally as well, for those at home and those of you who are here in the sanctuary as well, there's a place that says inserts there on the live stream page, and there you can find not only a study guide that goes along with each week's theme, but an order of the service for today. And so if that's a helpful tool for you as you worship, if you're home right now, you can go ahead and click that. It'll pull up a PDF. And those of you who are coming in to worship with us in the sanctuary, you can actually pull that up ahead of time and print it up, because currently we're not allowed to distribute bulletins, but you can print one up and go ahead and bring that in with you if you need that as a tool. Also, there's a place there online for you to click give as part of your worship. We always encourage you to bring your financial gifts to God. For those of you in the sanctuary, obviously that's a little bit different. There is a box that's in the back of the room that you can drop off your financial gifts this morning if you'd like to. And then finally, this is a communion Sunday, and so want to encourage you who are at home, if you've not done so already, to prepare your own elements of bread and cup or whatever it might be as a substitute for those. And after the service is over, we'll invite you to join a special Zoom meeting to interact with one another and those in the sanctuary. And for those who are here this morning, if you did not pick up communion elements on the way in, we'll have a pause and a break, and you can pick those up at the back of the sanctuary. And then after that Zoom meeting is over, for those who are online, we'd encourage you to stick around, as that'll transition right into our regular fellowship time that we've been doing over these many months online, so you can be a part of that. And finally, too, if you're online and want to be here with us in the sanctuary, just click the registration page, and we've got registrations now open for next Sunday and the Sunday after, if you'd like to be here as a part of our hybrid service. And then just one other thing to share with you this morning, as we are moving through spring and into the summertime, lots of transitions, particularly for our students. We have a new young adults summertime group that is beginning on June 16th at 6:30, being hosted graciously by Mike and Nancy Bowerman at their home. And so if you are interested in being a part of that, if you're one of our young adults coming home from college or just been in the area, you can RSVP with Brianne McCaslin and get more details from her or from the Bowermans on that summertime group. Again, starting June 16th at 6:30. With those things shared, now let me just invite us to take a deep breath and to pray together as we enter into God's presence and worship with one another this morning. Would you pray along with me, please? Our Lord and God, we continue to be grateful for the incredible gifts that you give to us, and thank you for your faithfulness to us week after week as we have gathered for so long remotely and are now finding ways to come together and maintain connections with one another in worship each Sunday. We pray that in these next moments, you would set us free from things that might distract us as our worship continues to be a bit of an adventure. Would you allow us to focus on exactly what we are doing? Specifically, that we are remembering who you are and praising you for your glory. That we are remembering the great gifts that you give to us and thanking you for all that you have done and continue to do for us. That we are not just receiving this morning, but we are actively giving in worship, giving you our very lives in devotion and in love. So set us free from distractions. Fix our eyes upon you, Lord. And may you be honored and praised through all that we do now. It is in Christ's name that we pray for your blessing. Amen. So let me invite you, if you're at home and are comfortable to do so, to rise in body or in spirit, or those of you here in the sanctuary, would you stand as well? Let's join our voices in singing our song of praise, and let's sing praise to the Lord, the Almighty.
And one another, we'll start with a corporate prayer of confession, and that will be followed by a time for silence and for us to personally confess our sins. Let us pray together. O Lord Almighty, King of creation, in whom we live and move and have our being, forgive us, our God, for our ingratitude that takes credit ourselves for what is a gift from you. We feast together with family and friends, offering token gestures to the hungry in our world, and we feel we have done enough. Forgive us for being too quickly self-satisfied and too often looking past those you call us to serve. With hands tightly clasping our treasures on earth, we cannot reach out to those in need around us. Forgive us for clinging to our own possessions rather than holding tightly only to you. Unite us with hearts of thanksgiving, with a spirit of contentment, and with the joy of our salvation in Jesus Christ, in whose name we continue to pray. And now we join our voices together saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. God says through the prophet Isaiah, In a surge of anger, I hid my face from you for a moment, but with everlasting kindness, I will have compassion on you, says the Lord your Redeemer. I, even I, am he who blots out your transgressions for my own sake, and remembers your sins no more. I have swept away your offenses like a cloud, your sins like the morning mist. Return to me, for I have redeemed you. All thanks and praise be to our redeeming and loving God. Amen.
Gather round, children. It's the children's message, and today, I'm going to be reading Thoughts to Make Your Heart Sing, and the thought is cars. What if you put porridge in a car's tank? No, bad idea. How about tomato soup then? What do you think, Carmela?
The car won't work. Actually, it won't work
at all. Yeah, the car won't run at all if you try to put tomato soup in there. The Bible says that if we put anything in the center of our lives, except God, we won't work properly either. We are built for love and joy, not for sin and tears. The Bible says only God understands the human heart and how it works best. After all, he made it. And the one who made your heart can also mend it. Carmela was asking about what does mend mean? Do you remember what mend means?
Fix
it, or help it, or heal it, or make it better. And Isaiah 61 says, He has sent me to heal those who are brokenhearted.
Yeah.
So here we have illustration of the car, soup, porridge. Those just won't work. We won't work if we don't have God filling us. Now, I also want to read about the peaceable kingdom, and this is from Isaiah 11. A long time ago, God sent a message to the prophet Isaiah to share with the people. The message said that a little child would come and teach us how to live in peace. When there is peace, a wolf can live with a lamb. When there is peace, a leopard can lie down with a goat. When there is peace, a cow and a lion can share their food without fighting. When there is peace, young cows and young bears can be friends and play together. When there is peace, a child will lead us. And that child is Jesus. So here we have all sorts of animals that are living in peace together. Today, Pastor Neil is going to be preaching on a passage from Isaiah. And it is such a beautiful image of us feasting and being reminded that only God can satisfy and we can have deep peace, deep satisfaction, deep joy. So let's pray. God, thank you so much for the promises that you will never leave us or forsake us, that you made us and you love us and you redeem us and you mend us and you help us be healed and whole and healthy and flourishing. So bless all the children today and every day. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Did you feel that did you even notice that your hand was in the blanket?
I felt the fleece blanket, but it was nice to hold hands with you. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
It is good to hold hands together, even under a blanket. And it is good to remember the incredible gifts that God has given to us, so many things that it's really easy for us to take for granted day after day. And so that is one of the different reasons why it's important that as part of our worship, we present our offerings, our financial gifts, but also offerings of thanksgiving and praise for what God has given to us. So I want to encourage you to really focus in your worship around that over these next few moments. If you're at home online, again, you can click that give button that's there to make a financial offering today or in the week to come. Those in the sanctuary can give your gifts the same way during the course of the week. But invite us just to reflect on that and the way in which we get to feast because of God's goodness for us. Brianna and Megan are going to lead us in singing the song, "We Will Feast in the House of Zion." You're welcome to sing along with that. And then afterwards, we're going to hear a reading from the book of Isaiah. So if you've got a Bible with you, you want to pull that up on an app on your phone or on your computer to be ready for Isaiah 25, we'd encourage you to do that as well. But let's spend these next few moments focusing in on worshiping with our offerings and our thanksgiving. Let's do that now as Brianna and Megan lead us in singing.
In the house. Hear this portion of the story of God as it is written in the book we love in Isaiah 25.
On this mountain, the Lord Almighty will prepare a feast of rich food for all peoples, a banquet of aged wine, the best of meats, and the finest of wines. On this mountain, he will destroy the shroud that enfolds all peoples, the sheet that covers all nations. He will swallow up death forever. The sovereign Lord will wipe away the tears from all faces. He will remove his people's disgrace from all the earth. The Lord has spoken.
In that day they will say, "Surely this is our God. We trusted in him and he saved us. This is the Lord. We trusted in him. Let us rejoice and be glad in his salvation." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.